Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Three-game losing streak, 21.5-point underdogs against the second-ranked team in the country. Here to break that one down, talk about the start of the basketball season. Maryland Coppin Monday night down at the Old Civic Center from TerrapinTimes.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Keith Cavanaugh. Keith, good morning. How are you feeling?
Start with a little hoops. We have a little breaking news. Like I always like to bring you guys on the TT Report every Friday. So the good news is come next week, Rice, Coit, and Watts should all be back. Be it both games or one game, we'll see. But we'll be getting most of the injured backcourt back. The bad news, Solomon Washington's probably out 2 months. That hurts because he was one of your better perimeter defenders. Obviously, Passmore is done for the year. But given what we saw in the first two scrimmages, giving up 95 and then 81 points, defense was certainly lacking. These are a lot of your good defenders. Not to mention, you didn't have a point guard out there. Darius Adams, he played solid. Yeoman effort, played every minute point guard, but he's not a point guard. So with Rice and Coit coming back, Watts is another good perimeter defender. Buzz Williams' teams, as you know, are not just leaky on defense, but they are a mash unit. So some good and bad the other night, but given they had five guys out and three of their top four guards out, you got to like Payne. And Bob, is Payne a combination of Chris Wilcox and James Gist?
James, is he that athletic? I don't know if he's got that kind of bounce, man.
He maybe he's a poor man Wilcox at this point, but rising. But he kind of runs and has hunched over a little bit and long arms like James Gist. Obviously a little thicker than James, but what a game, 26-8. He would have played every minute had his shoes not cut falling off. But, you know, the assist numbers were low. The free balls were very low until late. Obviously, we've talked all offseason about this is not a team that's going to go bomb 10 or 15 three-pointers, more slashers, crashers. But props to Turkson, called into duty, hits that three, and he had a double-double. And I like Del Pino. Now, he's got to put on bulk and strength, got to be more aggressive. But I would like to see him play more at point. That NBA jab step and baseline move and swish on the runner, I mean, that was high-level stuff for a youngin' like him. So some good and bad, big week coming up. Obviously, we didn't like seeing Georgetown beat Kentucky by 14 last night.
And Rupp, wasn't it? Yeah.
Now, Kentucky was missing two starting guards, but and Georgetown just barely eked by GW last week. So, all kind of fun. Hopefully, the MASH unit gets better here soon. And then we knew it would be a transitional year, but we didn't know they'd have to start out with this many injuries. You know, you put them through a pretty intense boot camp. For better or worse. So hopefully the wounded get back here and we see a natural point guard and a little more ball movement. And also the last thing, defensively, They kept over-helping on the dribble drive and leaving the open three-point shooters. Never should have allowed that many threes by UMBC. But you live and learn, and they were handcuffed that game.
Yeah, you must be crazy if you do that sorts of thing. All right, real quick, wrap-up basketball before we get to football. Huge game tomorrow, homecoming against IU. What's the early expectations for the team? I mean, right now they're on the outside looking in, according to Joe Lenardi, last four out, but all banged up, as you said. Interesting pre-conference slate on the schedule, too. Should we temper expectations before the calendar flips to 26 here?
Yeah, and obviously you can't have anything happen to Payne. I think Saunders is a solid yeoman big, but he's kind of methodical. He'll get some offensive rebounds, but he's not a premier finisher. Now, I liked how he stepped out and hit that three ball, but that's not really his game. But yes, we have to temper expectations. And if you look at next year, it's going to be almost another total reboot because a lot of these guys, the key guys, are graduating. So you're going to have to mine the portal too big. I mean, you have the two commits. You hope to get Baba, but that'll go forever. Everything else right now, no real high school kids on the radar for the signing period in 2 weeks. So you're going to have to get some portals because among the upper echelon players, this is a senior heavy roster right now.
Now, Keith, what chances are you giving the Terps tomorrow? Or I guess a better question, what would they have to do to win tomorrow?
Hey, there's good news.
Oh, boy.
Maryland's punter is better than theirs. Hard stop. Everything else ends there. Drop the mic. That's it. Indiana is a well-oiled machine. Unbelievable staff. Don't beat themselves. Heisman leading quarterback candidate in Mendoza. Surratt and Williams, lethal two-receiver combo. Hemby's now up to almost 500 yards. Number two in offense, number two in defense, only giving up 10 points a game. They do not make mistakes. Quick release, Mendoza, accurate. 23 TDs, only three picks on the year. They're going to have to come up with some exotic pressures, try to get him out of his rhythm. Their O-line, this will be the best quarterback, best receiving core, best O-line, and best D-line Maryland has faced. So you do the math, guys. Mm-hmm. Coming off the bye week, the Loxley record is not good. We know that. And, he had each positional group try to get better this week. But if they keep beating themselves, they have no chance. Hemby's going to be fired up, and all of a sudden, he's rushing a lot better. But these guys are eyeing a national championship. They are markedly better than last year, thanks to Mendoza and all the other portal guys. So this is going to be tough sledding. It's national TV, 3:30 game, CBS. You hope for the best. The good news is got Mathis and other injured guys back for this week, but really got to try to pressure Mendoza, get him off track, and somehow, some way, establish run games. You can't get play action and RPO for Malik, who's progressively gotten worse each game with his progressions, with his footwork, with his timing, taking the heat off his fastball. Some receiver drops have certainly not helped him, but tall order tomorrow.
Now, Keith, talking with Jim Smith yesterday, sounds like the sellout crowd pretty much so and everything. So are they bringing in a lot of recruits coming in this?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, We got them all on our website. It's probably 20. And several other guys committed to other schools. Some of the Penn State guys. Bob, you'll have to crack the code and get into our website. I forget the password. Secret squirrel password. Oh, for you. But a lot of guys coming in. But, you know, I know Jim said last week we won't be outbought in the off-season
to
portal.
To keep their guys, yeah.
Yeah. But you got to remember, and he's, you know, gangbusters. Him and his staff are great. Guys leave for other reasons beyond money. But what if they don't win another game this year, only beat Rutgers? What if by senior day there's 10,000 people in the stands? What if they have more decommits? What if the wheels fall off? They don't go to a bowl, this, that, and the other. Guys leave because they want a program that's in serious bowl games, that's filling stands. It's not just all the Benjamins. I know with Bob Haney back in the day in NIL, it was always about the Benjamins within him. Or maybe the Hamiltons or the Lincolns. I don't know.
Or like the Washingtons.
Yeah, or a Haypenny with Lincoln on it. But, you know, there's a lot of factors that go in. But right now, three of your final five are against ranked teams, and they're on the road. And right now, next week at Rutgers is your best chance to win any of these games. You finish up at Sparty. That's going to be a cold, miserable game, and who knows what they're going to be playing for. Then you got to hold on to dear life to keep all your recruits, keep your kids, keep the portal incomings, and you're going to be replacing your whole O-line for next year. So, you know, hopefully somehow they can get a miracle and win two more and get to the Duke's Mayo Bowl, Quick Lane, Detroit, Christmas night at 6 o'clock or whatever with 50 fans in it. But, you know, tomorrow show up, be competitive. Don't, you know, beat yourselves with these same old bad habits they've gotten themselves into. Try not to get any more injured guys with each week. And try not to have any more targeting guys get suspended for a half. We've got to really clean up a lot of the technique stuff that should have been cleaned up in fall camp, let alone spring camp.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerribleTimes.com, bringing the positivity. Keith, have a great weekend. Happy Halloween. We'll talk to you next Friday.
You too, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Keith. We'll come back. Picks for this weekend, college and pro, including Maryland and Indiana. Then we're ribbing it with Ryan coming up at noon. Talk about the Orioles' new manager. He's going to pot the cob on the bar and get that clam chowder. But can he get a couple of pitchers and a bullpen and all that good stuff?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.